Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Adrian Fortino, a managing director at Mercury, where he leads Mercury's Midwest office in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and focuses on investments in enterprise, SaaS, intelligent manufacturing, and industrial Internet of Things. Adrian is an early-stage investor interested in transformational physical science, Internet of Things, and industrial technologies. He is passionate about the opportunity in the Midwest, given the level of engineering talent and research investment across the region. And Mr. Fortino, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
And I am as well, and really appreciate you coming out to be with us here today. So for starters, let's get into what is the transition like moving from being an entrepreneur to being a venture capitalist? That would be an interesting bit of information to hear from your perspective.
Well, it's been exciting and nerve-wracking and frustrating and wonderful all at once. As an entrepreneur, you know, you're operational. You have, certainly you're strategic, but you know, there's a lot of operational responsibilities that you have running a company. And so, you know, as I made that transition, that was one of the first things that I had to really kind of move away from, right? As a venture capitalist, you really want to stay as strategic in your mindset as possible and not get too tactical, because that's what, you know, the management team there is to operate, work on the strategy discussion, but you know, not get into that kind of operational, nuts and bolts that you might as a founder. And so, kind of moving that away, I think a great example of that was at a business coach who, when I was just starting out with Mercury, he asked me, "Hey, what do you think your most important, most valuable skill would be as a VC?" And I said, "Well, management." And he's like, "Wrong." he's like, "Influence, right?" And that is 100% the case. It's like, you know, building that influence skill set and from a board level and with a strategic view in mind.
Fantastic points made there. Good stuff. What is the venture capital ecosystem like in the state of Michigan?
Yeah, so it's changed a lot. When I was raising capital back in 2010 and 11, there were very few venture capital funds interested in software. I had to go out and raise money outside the state to get my company capitalized. Now, fast forward to now, we've got many funds, including Mercury, who have really strong positions. And we've got companies like Duo that, you know, sold for, you know, over $2 billion to just yesterday, a company just raised $50 million. And these are on the software side. You know, Michigan's got a long history of pharma and med device companies and successes there. But, on the software side, it's really gone through a substantial maturation and development of that. Now, that said, we still have some gaps, right? Specifically on the pre-seed side, we have some great investors on that side, but we do need more, you know, capital on that very early stage, trying to get those companies kind of through their ideation process. But man, is it a stronger ecosystem now than when I was a founder.
I bet so. Interesting information shared there. Thanks for that. Now, as a former entrepreneur, what advice can you give entrepreneurs pitching venture capitalists? I'm sure we can learn a few tips along the way from what you have to share there.
Yeah. So look, first and foremost, make sure you really want venture capital. You know, a lot of people start companies and they think, man, the first thing I need to do is go raise some money. And that is definitely not the first thing. The first thing you do is make sure that it's a, you know, there's a market for this and there's a big enough market to warrant your time. Because there's a lot of, you know, governance and strings that come with taking on venture capital. So first do that. You know, once you've decide, okay, no, this is a big enough opportunity that warrants me taking on a growth capital partner, then you got to figure out what kind, right? Do you have, are you going to retain the ability to sell it for a more modest amount, say under $50 million, or are you going to be set to that you have to sell it for $200-300 million because you've partnered with a fund that's, over $300-400 million, and they have to see that grand slam to see the kind of success they need to for their fund, right? And so you got to make sure you're matching up the investor type with kind of where you are in building your company. So do your research on that.
Yeah, that research can get you places for sure. Today we're joined by Adrian Fortino, a managing director at Mercury, where he leads Mercury's Midwest office in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and focuses on investments in enterprise SaaS, intelligent manufacturing, and industrial Internet of Things here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Fortino, I'd love to hear your response here. What is the craziest pitch that you ever received so far?
Well, look, as an entrepreneur first, I think of this question a little bit differently. Like, crazy doesn't totally resonate with me. Amazing and courageous do. Crazy can kind of have sometimes a negative connotation. And like, I don't care how unique a business my idea might be, I give the entrepreneur all the credit in the world for foregoing, a lot of income and going for their business and, blowing out their savings and being in that, top 2 or 3 or 4% of the country's risk profile to go off and really, really, go for it, right? And so, I used to run a seed fund at Invest Detroit, that's more of it's run out of a nonprofit, a little bit more socioeconomic focus. We had this mission, if we couldn't invest in every company we met with, but, we tried to help every single one on their journey. And so I've still taken that approach, so I don't think of crazy. I think of okay, that's amazing. That's amazing. You're seeing that market opportunity, and maybe, we can't invest in that opportunity. It's not a fit for Mercury Fund, but, I still want to be helpful if I possibly can.
That was not the answer I was actually expecting, and that is a tremendous response. Really appreciate that. Tells us who you are as well. Now, in conclusion, why does Mercury Fund focus on Middle America and not other parts of the U.S.?
Yeah, so look, the fund has been around for 15 years, and it was started with the view of the middle of the country being this sort of, undiscovered opportunity of talent, here. And, certainly there are more eyes in this region now than there were when we started. But, there are incredible subject matter expertise here. The founders here understand the industries they're selling to, because oftentimes they used to come from these industries, whether it's in manufacturing or retail, pharma, you name it, right? They understand these. And so they're building companies, but they also tend to build companies with revenue in mind. Like, we believe the best way to build a company is kind of a revenue first as opposed to capital first, right? And so they're getting that proof early, and there's building companies that are capital efficient, that are showing, that there is product market fit. And then they're going back to say, okay, now we think there's reason to put capital in this company to grow it and really take on this big market opportunity, but it's on the basis of real proof, and we see that as a really good fit. And there's just a lot of mind meld between, the way we think about building businesses and many of the founders, from the middle of the country. So we are as excited as we've ever been to be in this market, across the mid-continent, and think that this is still incredible folks that we can partner with here.
Mr. Fortino, can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today. Certainly appreciate what you do in this space as well. If listeners wanted to get more information on Mercury and take advantage of your offerings there, where's the best place for listeners to connect with you and get further details?
Yeah, so you can certainly find us on the web. Our website's out there. It's www.mercuryfund.com. And there's the opportunity to reach out through that. And then, of course, our network is pretty vast, right? So, we are active in a number of communities in the middle of the country, and, many, many folks know us. And so, certainly reach out through those networks as well.
And that certainly works, and certainly appreciate your help in all regards. Again, folks, it is mercuryfund.com. Mr. Fortino, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Adrian Fortino, a managing director at Mercury, where he leads Mercury's Midwest office in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and focuses on investments in enterprise SaaS, intelligent manufacturing, and industrial Internet of Things. And for further details, simply visit mercuryfund.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.